looking back to go forward. There is a scripture that I'm reminded of. Paul states in Philippians 3:12-14, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and striving toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me." It is necessary to look back through the windows of your past in order to identify the purpose that is there for you to claim. To that end, you look back with a definite goal. Otherwise, you forget past mistakes. Often your purpose can be found in that which you have left behind. So this is what I want you to do. Ask yourself two questions. One, what has held your passion? What has stimulated your imagination? What captures your attention? Two, what soothes you during difficult times? By that I mean, what do you fall back on to occupy your mind as you go through the storms of life? Better yet, what seems to calm your raging emotions? Now, if you have trouble identifying your gift, I suggest that you talk with someone who has known you way back when. Ask that person, what did they think you would do with your life? Now, I want to say, be sure to find someone who is likely to be supportive. And I want to ask you to be aware and be careful not to allow others to unload their baggage or their unfulfilled dreams on you. Such persons might mean well, but they just can't see beyond their own hurt to see the glory of God in you. As you reflect, you may need to record your reflections in some manner. For those who are disciplined enough, write down your thoughts and review them, sometimes with an eye for the answer to your questions, and other times just with an open mind, and see what's stimulated in you. For others who do not enjoy writing or don't feel they have the time, then what I recommend is that you go to a quiet place. Think about the possibilities. You can speak your thoughts into a tape recorder. Tell a friend. And yet for others who feel they just can't even find the time for that, as you go through your normal daily activities, allow yourself to think about your past interests and your past passions. Now, looking back is not always easy. Sometimes you must go back through difficult memories. But during those moments, I want you to remember one thing, is that you are looking back in order to go forward. Use that to motivate you and to sustain you as you look back to uncover and to rediscover the gift that you have long since tucked away. Once you have embraced your gift, it will help you through the storm. Think about it for a moment. Just think. If your eyes are gazed on the gift that God has placed within you, the storm is calmed by the realization and the firm belief in the importance of that gift. God would not have given you that gift if it did not hold the potential of creating something positive in your life and the lives of others. Yes, you may be tossed by the blowing winds. At times, the thunderous sounds of painful cries will ring in your ears, but the gift, it will lessen the impact of the storm by becoming a spring from which many positive emotions flow. If you have positive emotions flowing through you, there is less room for the negative emotions. In order to obtain this, you must surround yourself by those who encourage you toward the fulfillment of your gift. Keep your distance from those who would distract you from the realization of that gift. For this, you will often need the support of others, because the power of distractions is to blind you to the radiance of the gift that lies within you. But on the other hand, Those who will support you reflect God's way of pushing you forward toward His purpose. Toward them, you must open your heart because they have been sent to cloak you in love. Among all the people with whom I have sat down and talked with, among all the people who have told me their stories, sometimes painful, with tears running down their eyes, among all the people whom I have empathically experienced their pain, none, not even one, has had a life that was completely void of love. Once you survey their lives, past and present, you find someone available to show love. This holds true of the depressed man or woman, the abused child, the incarcerated inmate, the tormented executive, the lonely housewife, the angry boy or girl, the prostitute, or the man just frightened of life. The problem has not been that there was no love, but that they were running away from those who loved them. So many cultivated isolation. So what you have to do is stop running away, stop hiding in the pain. Instead, your task is to move toward those supportive people for whom God has sent into your life so that you can sample His love.